how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Barry Shamish, who, as you know, is an Israeli patriot who was more or less forced to come to the United States because of threats on his life. He had been actually writing about politics in Israel from Israel for over 30 years. And, well, he was getting a little bit too close to the power structure there, which is totally corrupt. And, well, this morning, though, he has a fascinating story to tell us. A lot of things probably most of you have never heard, but certainly having researched these various subjects for many years, he's a storehouse of information. We're privileged to have him with us this morning. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Will you go ahead and pick up the story?
We're talking, of course, of the Holocaust.
Right, and I really want you to get this information out so our listeners can begin to understand, and I hope many of them heard your program that we did last week, where you went into the background of the Sabbatean movement and of Jacob Frank and these people who actually wanted to destroy Judaism. But you go right ahead.
Well, we should know that the Sabbateans convert to all kinds of mainstream religions, or they stay Jewish in some cases, but more often they convert. And well, I've got a whole book that explains why they convert. Shabtai Tzvi was forced to convert by the Sultan of Turkey, and the Dharma cult in Turkey decided this was a revelation from God, that we all should convert, but on the weekends stay Sabbatean, and infiltrate Judaism and turn it our way. That's the basic Sabbatean mode of operation. Now, let's start with World War II and the leaders of World War II. And just so you know, they were all of Jewish background. Now, the business with Hitler, there have been rumors floating for as long as I can remember that his father was Jewish or his mother was had an affair when she was a maid in the Rothschild home and all this. I've heard this, and I have disdained this. But in January of 04, the History Channel did a biography of Hitler, and lo and behold, they backed it. They said that Hitler's first military act after taking Austria was to bulldoze the town he was born in to destroy all traces of his Jewish roots. And there was more on the History Channel that he wouldn't have children with Eva Braun because they would be partly Jewish and whatever. There is evidence reaching the mainstream now that Hitler, in fact, did have Jewish blood in him, and he was very ashamed of it. But I guess not as ashamed as Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill's mother was Jenny Jerome. She was the daughter of a Jewish American stockbroker. Surprise, surprise, by Jewish law, Winston Churchill was a Jew. Now remember, these people are either promulgating a Holocaust or preventing the crime from taking place. But it gets worse. Well, I don't know if it gets worse, it stays the same. FDR, the Roosevelts were Jewish Dutch when they arrived in New York. In 1682, the first Roosevelt was Cleus Rosenvelt, and he changed his name to Nicholas Roosevelt, and suddenly they were not Jewish. More to the point, FDR's mother, Sarah Delano, was descended from Sephardic Jews. FDR was Jewish on both sides of him.
Yes, but the thing is, these people were not loyal to the Jewish faith or to the Jewish religion or the Jewish people, were they?
No, of course not. If, in fact, they were practicing Sabbateans, or if they were just under the influence of the Sabbateans, they disdained Jews.
Could I just comment quickly? For the people out there in the listening audience who have never heard of the Sabbateans, you need to get to your Encyclopedia Britannica, because there's a section in there on the Sabbateans, and this is a recognized sect of Jewry which is never discussed by anybody other than Dr. Edelman and by Barry and by a few of us who've done some research on this. But this really is a very wicked group who are intent upon destroying the Jewish faith. So pick up the story.
Well, if you don't accept Shabtai Tzvi, a false messiah of the 17th century, as the real messiah, murdering you is a great mitzvah. In fact, what Shabtai Tzvi taught was that the Torah was true in its opposite sense, and do not kill becomes do kill, and any Jew who doesn't accept Shabtai Tzvi or isn't indoctrinated to accept his teachings, deserves to die. It's an awful, awful story. It led straight to the Holocaust. But let's just go on with the leaders before we go on to the actual Holocaust. Joseph Stalin. He was born Joseph David Djugashvili. Djugashvili, translated from the Georgian, had been son of a Jew. He married three women, all were Jewish, all his children were Jewish. This is the same Stalin who was about to start a Holocaust against Russian Jews before he was assassinated. Keep that in mind. If you think there's a problem with the guy who married three Jewish women and all his children were Jewish and he's going to do a Holocaust against the Jews, only the Sabbatean thesis can explain this. Nothing else will work. And then finally, the winning general, Dwight Eisenhower, who was soon to become president, his father was a Swedish Jew and was so identified in the West Point yearbook of 1915. In other words, everyone, except Eisenhower, who apparently saved the Jews and didn't know what's going on, I hope, but all the others were either shooting Jews or letting them be shot, which explains why the world didn't give a damn about the Jews in the 1940s. Well, we knew that, but now we know that there is an ideological reason why the world didn't give a damn about the Jew in the 1940s. The world's leadership... Whoops, I hear music.
We'll be back in just a moment here. The American Freedom Network with Barry Shannon.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hello?
Yes, we're going to be right back here with Barry Shaman. All right, Doc. And well, Barry, you pick the story up. Because most people have never heard of the Sabbatean sect, and there's a reason they're not supposed to. The information has been carefully concealed. So go right ahead.
Well, let's look at the American side of the Holocaust. FDR's primary advisors were Jacob Schiff and Max Warburg, with the head of the reform movement, Stephen Wise, doing terrible damage as well. But let's look at Schiff and Warburg. You start with the Warburgs. The Warburgs, in fact, funneled money into the Russian Revolution, and what they did, essentially, is pay for the end of the Tsar. That's what they paid for.
Well, so did Jacob Schiff. He was involved in that.
Yes, he did. I'm glad you mentioned that. That's very knowledgeable of you. You're right. It's through Kuhn Leb that the money was poured into the Russian Revolution. But it wasn't Jacob. It was his father, John Jacob. Right. Nonetheless, you're right. You're right. It, both Schiff and Warburg, through Kuhn Leb, funneled millions into the Russian Revolution. But there's more. According to, now there's a lot of sources on this, but I read a book by Sidney Warburg that go and try and find anymore. It was published, I think, in 46, where he admitted his family, the Warburgs, were the actual financial backers of Hitler. He was sent to Hitler's court to arrange finances. These people are the protecting the Jews of Europe. These are FDR's advisors. It's terrifying. Now, as for the Warburg family, I'll let you do the next quote. James Warburg, testifying before the U.S. Senate in 1950, promised a world government. What was the quote?
By conquest or consent.
There you go.
What he said before Congress, we're going to have a world government. By conquest or consent?
Okay, I've got Senate written down here, but that's fine. The point is, these were the guardians of the Jews. And it gets worse. Justice, they took care of FDR. They kept FDR in place. FDR did not intervene by bombing Auschwitz or putting an end to the Holocaust. Because Max Warburg said there's nothing to be done.
I think, Barry, it's so important for people to realize that a lot of Jews wanted to get out of Germany. They saw what was happening. They tried to come to the United States, and FDR wouldn't let them in. They tried to go to England, and England wouldn't let them in. I mean, they were either had two choices. One was to go to Israel, and, of course, eventually Israel wouldn't accept them because of the British mandate, their British control. And so they were not able to escape. And FDR and Churchill were were deeply involved. They were responsible. They were the ones who set policy, and they left the Jews in Germany to die. And they knew it was going to happen, and they allowed it to happen. That's what's so so terrible, and the average American doesn't understand that.
Well, it gets the average American just thinks that Holocausts happen and world ignorance happens, and it's just the way life is, and it's not. It's planned. Nothing random about this. Judge Felix Frankfurter, Supreme Court judge, took care of the judiciary. Again, his silence that nothing could be done kept the judiciary quiet. Justice Frankfurter, we have solid evidence, knowledge. He kept a portrait of Ava Frank, Jacob Frank's wife, on his wall.
All right, so you better quickly tell our listeners who Jacob Frank was. Because
he was the second false messiah. The Sabbateans believe in two messiahs, Shabtai Tzvi, followed by Jacob Frank.
Right, okay.
But more to the point, let's get back to the Schiffs. It was John Jacob Schiff who worked with E.H. Harriman to acquire the Union Pacific Railroad in 1897. Just to remind you, the Harriman brothers of Boston employed one Prescott Bush. He was the leading financier of Adolf Hitler. Hands down, in the United States was Prescott Bush, grandpa of the president, and Schiff, and, well, what can I say? Schiff helped his grandpa, grandpa's employer, E.H. Harriman, acquire the Union Pacific Railroad. And they're all tied up in saving Jews. This horrible ragtag bunch of anti-Semites are not going to save the Jews of Europe. That's a given. But the worst example, certainly the ones that the truthful Holocaust writers write about, is Stephen Wise, president of the American Jewish Committee, and head of the Reform Synagogue in America. The Jews trusted him with their lives. Well, Rabbi Antelman writes in his book of the different proofs that Wise was a Sabbatean. His book is To Eliminate the Opiate, if you can find it. He quotes one Helen Rawlinson, who wrote a book called Stranger at the Party, within which she describes sex on Rabbi Wise's desk while he is repeating the Sabbatean prayer for intercourse. And he's got further proofs, but that's a pretty good one. Now, let's start with the Kristallnacht. That was in 1933. On American Jewish Congress paper, Rabbi Wise said, "We will not react to the Kristallnacht." That was an official pronouncement. But I'm going to read something here. I've got it. In the wake of Kristallnacht, New York Senator Wagner introduced legislation to allow 20,000 German Jewish children into the United States. Stephen Wise testified before the legislation committee. Here is the quote. "If there is any conflict between our duty to those children and our duty to our country comes first. And if the children cannot be helped, they should die."
That's a pretty devastating statement, that any person who pretends to represent the Jews would make that statement.
It's anyone who is a member of the Reform Synagogue has got to do a better history of where Reform came from. It was invented by the Sabbateans. It was invented in Germany by the Sabbateans. It went from Germany to London to the United States. The sole purpose was to dilute Judaism and make it disappear. And this is just a statement of the head of the Reform movement saying that children, helpless children, deserve to die rather than be accepted by the United States. If anyone had a heart left, they would be shocked by this. But Stephen Wise is, of course, a hero. He's a hero to the reform movement. There are buildings named after him. The Jews have gone crazy. They don't understand that they're honoring their murderers. And, of course, it gets even worse. I mean, let's take the issue of the Holocaust itself. In 1942, a detailed report that the Holocaust had begun was sent to the State Department. According to several books I own, Stephen Wise ordered it kept secret. He ordered the Holocaust to be kept secret. Why would he do such a thing? Why would a Jewish rabbi order the Holocaust be kept under wraps? This is what Stephen Wise did. All right? Now, there was a good guy in all this, believe it or not. And that good guy was Henry Morgenthau. He couldn't understand what was going on. And he put together a report written by his aide, Josiah Dubois. The report was called American Government's Complicity in the Murder of the Jews, where he exposed all this stuff. He actually tried to stop what Wise and, of course, Warburg and Frankfurter were doing. I'll give an example of the exposés. In 1943, American Orthodox rabbis from coast to coast organized a march in Washington to stop the Holocaust, diplomatically or militarily to put an end to the Holocaust. And they walked through the streets of Washington with tremendous sympathy from the people, by the way. And Roosevelt was told, well, in this case by Congressman Rosenman, another one of the factotums, that they were not serious Jews. Okay, and that FDR should not meet them because they weren't serious Jews. They were the Orthodox rabbis of America. Who's he to say they weren't serious Jews? But FDR claimed that Rosenman persuaded him not to meet the delegation of rabbis. All of this was in Josiah Dubois' report, and it did lead a whole year later into a Jewish welfare fund to save the remaining Jews. A year later, they were killing them by the hundreds of thousands every month, but thanks to Henry Morgenthau, 100,000 survived out of 6 million. And this was the American Holocaust. The leaders on high were making sure that it was a success. And by the way, if you read the Jewish newspapers of the time, Hadassah, the Jewish Federation papers, back then was called United Jewish Appeal, there's no Holocaust, there's no mention, there's no worry, nothing. They knew nothing about the Holocaust. The American Jews didn't realize that their brethren were being wiped out because their leadership made sure they didn't know it. No one tried to rescue them. And now we go to the horror of the United States, into the horror of what became Israel, the Jewish Agency. And let us start with Simon Wiesenthal. A lot of Jews didn't object that Israel did not prosecute Holocaust criminals. And there were lots of them to prosecute, lots and lots of them, tens of thousands. They convicted one and one only, that was Eichmann. They thought that there was a Nazi hunter out there doing the job, Simon Wiesenthal. It was all a farce. He captured minor bureaucrats. The big names were all free. All of them. Martin Bormann's never been found. No one's looked for Mengele, and on and on and on. The big ones went through the Vatican rat lines to freedom Mostly in South America, also Australia. Canada took in an awful lot. But nobody was hunting down the Nazis. Wiesenthal was a fraud. Now, I'm gonna turn to the 1933 Zionist Convention. And this was the turning point. Because there was a good group of Zionists. The revisionist Zionists led by Zev Jabotinsky. And there was a very bad group of Zionists, the labor Zionists, who took over Israel and tried to turn it Sabbatean. There was a deal cut. It was called the transfer agreement. The labor Zionists, through their Jewish agency, were cutting a deal with the Nazis. The deal was simple. Make life impossible for the Jews of Germany. Let us set up indoctrination camps so they become properly... Oops, I hear music.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute. Of course, what the idea was, if we're going to transfer them to Israel. And, of course, there'd be no place to go. You can stay here and be destroyed, or you go to Israel. And that's what the plan was. We'll be back in just a moment.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products
yes,
like Vital
Terry
PSP.
Cameras. I'm on the
PSP
radio
helps
right
the body
now.
Heal itself.
Call me at 11
God
o'clock,
intended.
Please.
God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Barry Samish. Before we go on to the Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, and, of course, how they can get your DVDs.
Yeah, I have a new DVD, and I hope I'll have it in a visual DVD. I have an audio DVD. It's called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. It was a tape I did in Denver, and we fixed it up, and it's all ready. And I was in Atlanta last week. I gave this speech to a very stunned group of Jews. I guess about 20% just walked out. It's not easy to get through the Jews. And I'm hoping to get the DVD this week. So here's the phone number if you want either. 904-315-8079.
I want a copy of that DVD when you get it. If it comes through well, I'd love to see it.
You'll be first on the list.
Thank you.
That's 904-315-8079. To get the book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust, you just go to www.lulu.com. It says search in the right-hand corner, write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That will take you to Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. And incidentally, I have another book called Save Israel, where I dive into this subject as well. So that's how you get them from Lulu. And my website is www.barrychamish.com. Now back we go to this awful story of the sellout of the Jews by the Jewish Agency, by the Zionists running Israel, Chaim Weizmann, and we'll talk about him briefly. But first, the transfer agreement. Now, there is a book by Edwin Black that goes into great detail about this agreement, but what it comes down to is the Jewish Agency cut a deal with Germany where Germany would make life so miserable for the Jews that they would have to leave. And by then, you could only leave for Palestine. All the ships, German ships, that had tried to enter other ports were internationally banned. They tried to get in Cuba, Panama, Canada, all banned, all sent back to Europe where most died. If you didn't go to Palestine, you were finished. And that was an international order, and that means that FDR and Churchill have plenty of say about that, plenty of say. So what happened is that in 1932, there were over 250 organizations representing German Jewry. In 1934, there was one, only one, Labor Zionists, and they set up indoctrination camps, and they got the Jews they wanted, 70,000 German Jews, young people who were doctors, engineers, lawyers, were trained to be farmers. All their professional wealth of knowledge went right down the drain. They were going to be farmers. This was the Sabbatean vision that Jews would now become farmers and laborers. And that's what the indoctrination was, that a new Jew was being created in Eretz Israel, one who doesn't study, he works with his hands. And they got 70,000 Jews out of Germany where, according to the transfer agreement, they had to use their money to buy only German products. So, essentially, the Jewish Agency was propping up the Nazi economy, but in an even bigger way, much bigger way, they put an end to boycotts and embargoes worldwide. In the United States, it was just those pesky revisionist Zionists led by Jabotinsky who were still protesting the Holocaust. By then, the labor Zionists were deluding the American people that all was well. And by the way, it's the same situation today where every major Jewish organization is run by someone in the CFR. Nothing has changed that way. However, there was one way they had to get rid of Jabotinsky and the alternative Zionists, the good Zionists, the ones trying to prevent the Holocaust. And here's how they did it. They did it just like Rabin. Rabin's Oslo Accord was going badly, so he was murdered by the left, by Shimon Peres. He was murdered because he was trying to get out of it. They did the same thing with the negotiator of the transfer accord. His name was Chaim Arlozorov. He was murdered on a Tel Aviv beach. three revisionists were picked up and charged with the murder, and of course they were let go. They didn't do it. To this day, the murder remains unsolved, and I suspect the Nazis actually did it. There are reasons for that. We won't dive into it, but nonetheless, it was the biggest event in Palestine's history ever, the murder of the Jewish agency executive Chaim Arlozorov at the Zionist conference in Prague in 1933. On the podium, a phony telegram was passed between the speakers. They all give a shudder, and they shut down the meeting, and word gets out that Jabotinsky had killed Arlozorov, and the next day they threw him out of the Jewish agency, the World Zionist Organization. He was on his own. He had no say in the politics of Zionism anymore. That was the end of any resistance, gone. Now, in 1939, of course, the British closed Palestine. Just as the war was about to break out, Britain closed Palestine to any Jews. So the Jews were trapped. But in Europe, but the Sabbateans got the seed stock, German Jewry, to create a new Jewish Sabbatean religion in Israel. This is what they were aiming for. They did not want to save all the millions of religious Jews who were not Sabbateans in Poland and Russia. They weren't interested in them. They would have to go. And how do we know? How do we know? There's a lot of ways we know, but I'm going to give one quote. In 1936, Weizmann spoke at a Zionist convention in Basel, Switzerland. He spoke about the Holocaust and used that word, and he said 2 million might survive it. He said, we will save the young amongst them. Eretz Yisrael is no land for the old. The old Jews are now the dust of history. That was his speech. They knew the Holocaust was planned, and they knew it was coming, and they got their 70,000 German Jews who made a major impact on Palestine. They built Haifa. That is the Jewish agency condemning the Jews of Europe to their deaths. That is Israel participating in the Holocaust. And it, I don't know if anything gets worse than this, but I'm going to quote Ben Heck's book before talking about another major... Whoops, I hear music.
Okay, fine. We'll be back in just a minute and talk about Ben Heck. He was an Israeli patriot, or a Jewish patriot. And anyway, we'll be right back.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back with Barry Shamish for the final section here, and he was going to talk about a book written by Ben Hecht, who is a Jewish gentleman, but he was very much aware of what was going on. He was trying to bring this out. The book is Perfidy. So pick up the story there.
Well, Perfidy was written in 1961. It was about the trial of a journalist named Malkiel Greenwald, who was sued by the state for slandering Rudolf Kastner. Greenwald wrote that he was a collaborator with the Nazis, and he won. It was taken to the Supreme Court, but they overturned it. But neither here nor there, he won the trial. Now, what we're talking about is the saving or the destruction of Hungarian Jewry. There were 800,000 Jews, not all from Hungary. It was the last refuge in Europe. They came from Romania, Bulgaria, anywhere to save their lives. And Kastner was sent by the Jewish agency, supposedly to save them. In effect, it was to doom them. He saved 3,500 friends, family, and Sabbateans, and told Eichmann that he could have the rest. Eichmann didn't want them. Eichmann set up a deal to get rid of the Jews, he said, for 10,000 trucks, non-military trucks, mostly to take his loot out of Hungary. He could have all the Jews, every one of them, would be saved. And this deal... there's a book by Rabbi Yoel Brand, who tried to get, he was the emissary of this deal, and he went to Aleppo, Syria, to meet Moshe Sharet, Israel's second prime minister. He was number two after Ben-Gurion, I believe, number three maybe in the world Zionist movement. He went to Aleppo, and Sharet had the British arrest him for the rest of the war. They were not going to save one Jew. And he wrote a book about it. But what Hecht writes about Eichmann and Kastner is simply appalling. Hecht writes that Eichmann himself set up the labor indoctrination camps in Austria. He was the founder of the labor Zionist indoctrination camps. And later in 1937, he came to Palestine and met with the heads of the Jewish agency. He was working, the killer of Hungary's Jews was working with the Zionist leadership, the Sabbateans, on getting as many German Jews into the country in the 30s. Next. At a very upsetting passage, Hecht writes that Eichmann dressed Kastner in an SS uniform. If you can imagine, a representative of the Jewish agency wearing an SS uniform, and took him to Belsen to find and save a few of his friends. Okay? Horrifying. Took him to a concentration camp dressed as an SS officer where undoubtedly he saw the Jews being mass murdered, and he saved a few of his friends. Meanwhile, Kastner returns to Hungary with his with the saved Jews, and was on the top of the Jewish Council, deluding Hungary's Jews that they were going to be shipped to labor camps where the conditions would be better, there'd be food. They deluded these Jews to walk on the boxcars. That was Kastner. The Jewish agency, the labor Zionists, the Sabbateans, just put the Jews on the trains. And it's, by the way, the same thing with the Yesha Council in Israel today. That's how it's done. You get the most trusted or only organization you can turn to, and you have them work for the enemy. In Israel, the goal was to get rid of Gush Katif with barely a peep. The Yesha Council did approximately what the Jewish Council of Hungary did under Kastner. They put the Jews on the train. I'm on the phone. Can you phone back in 5 minutes? Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes. And that was the end of Hungary's Jews. 800,000 gone, and a mere 3,500 saved, and that was it.
But, of course, the significant thing was that they could have been saved. I was quite willing to give them up to be saved, but Kastner did not want that. And of course, bring up Wallenberg, because everybody's wondering.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right about this. The Wallenberg was a Swedish Protestant saving Hungary's Jews in every way he could. Only three people died. All three people who knew about Hungary's Jews, all of them, were killed. Eichmann was the only Nazi ever convicted by an Israeli court. One crummy Nazi. That was it. He was put into a soundproof box. He could scream anything he wanted. No one could hear. And he was presumably executed. Kastner was murdered by the Shabak. I met an eyewitness who worked at Hadassah Hospital. And, well, what can I say? He saw the man come in, go into Kastner's room, put his knee on his stomach, and rip all these stitches, bullet wounds, of course, stitches, out of his body, and he was murdered. And the third person who was murdered by the Sabbateans and the labor Zionists and the Jewish agency was Raoul Wallenberg. And what they did is they spread the word worldwide that the Russians took Wallenberg. Okay, the Russians did not take Wallenberg. Why would the Russians kill Raoul Wallenberg? There was no reason that the Jewish agency killed him. They had the only motive. He knew the story of Kastner and Eichmann and the non-rescue of Hungarian Jews.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
We're moving into some very, very difficult times for Israel, and I appreciate so much you putting together the story of Holocaust for us. One more time, get your telephone number out, and then we'll have to let you go.
The DVD is 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079, and it'll be ready within a week or two.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to it. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Barry.
Thank you for inviting me.
Right, bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess we missed the advertisements for this time, but so this is my opportunity to mention to you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and because you know we have about 60 outlets across America every week, and a lot of them are just half an hour a week, but at least people are having the opportunity to hear the truth. In the areas where people hear the sort of things we talk about, it changes the whole complexion of the community. Certainly we have a number of outlets in eastern Washington. In fact, I just had an offer yesterday to go on every afternoon in drive time in Spokane, Washington. If we can raise the funds, why, we'll do it. About a wonderful opportunity to take an already conservative area, and incidentally we know it's conservative because they got more votes for Ron Paul in that area than any other place in Washington and most other parts of the country. So if people hear the truth, they'll recognize it. We hope very much we're going to be able to get on this Spokane station and every single afternoon during drive time. If you can help us, we'd sure appreciate your help. And then, of course, we do hope you'll want to get some of the material we have. Of course, we have a new book on the AIDS epidemic and written by Don Scott. We are carrying Jeffrey Smith's new book on genetic roulette, going into genetic engineering. Now, these books are important because you're not going to get it elsewhere. They're poisoning the American people with genetically modified food, just as they're poisoning with the aluminum in the vaccines, as with the lead and the fluoride in the water. I mean, there's nothing more toxic than fluoride and lead. Unless maybe it's mercury, and of course they're putting mercury in the vaccines that they give to the elderly, and they know it's going to facilitate Alzheimer's disease. They're putting mercury in the vaccines that they're giving to our children for influenza. Oh, we've got to give every child an influenza shot. The influenza shots don't do any good, but they do a lot of harm, and they give them to women in the first trimester of pregnancy when they'll do the maximum amount of damage. There is nothing more toxic than mercury. So why are they doing that? Why are they putting mercury in the fillings when you get far more mercury from your fillings than you'll ever will from eating fish? And they divert your attention to fish while they poison you with the mercury fillings. And people do not understand what they are doing to our people. They're poisoning our children with aspartame, with NutraSweet. That's why we have so much pathological obesity, and they're blaming McDonald's, or they're blaming the Colonel, and it's the aspartame. They know it because all the animal studies show it. In fact, for 15 years, the FDA officials fought to keep aspartame out of the food chain, and now, of course, they got rid of all the good officials in the FDA, and we have people there who are intent upon putting drugs on the market that do far more harm than good, that are carcinogenic, as are the statin drugs, and this new study of Vytorin, which has been given to millions of Americans. They suddenly found out, after all this time, it's a carcinogen, and the people are coming down with a significant increase in cancer who are taking the Vytorin. And, of course, this is all being blacked out. We can't let the public know this sort of thing. We cannot let people understand what is really going on in America today. So if you'd like to get certainly the book on genetic roulette, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got two great 4-tape sets on genetic engineering. One is a genetically modified food, and the other is RBGM. That's recombinant bovine growth hormone, RBGM, and genetic engineering. The second tape set we certainly recommend. If you're only going to get one, get the second one. But if you can get both of them, do it, and try to get people to understand they're poisoning us. Get our DVDs and four tape sets on aspartame, NutraSweet. Let people know they're poisoning them.